When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Nuclear Anomaly.
Nuclear anomaly
is a tongue twister.
Yes.
It is hard to say back to back if you repeat it. Nuclear anomaly. You can't get through it twice.
No, it's impossible. Just one of those things.
So it's marketable as a tongue twister, this product.
Yes.
Can you do that? Can you sell just like a word or two words, a couple of words?
We'll get a patent out for
it. Is there a way to just like make words and put them on something?
Mm-hmm.
And then get money for it?
Yeah.
Nuclear anomaly.
Yeah. We could put that in the Gears of War font.
True, yeah.
Put it up on the web.
But I feel like it could also be in the municipal waste font.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Either one.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to have some sort of wild, wacky design in the...
Right. Well, it's a nuclear anomaly. Everybody's faces are melting.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
You haven't watched season 3 of Twin Peaks.
Nope. Three Peaks.
Why
is it still Twin Peaks if there's three of them?
I don't know.
Well, welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. Let's get right into it, baby. What?
I had something to say there.
Oh, what?
Always got something to say. This chick always got something to say. Say what you want. Don't get in the way.
I don't know this one. What is that?
It's on the new Tony Hawk game. It's a horrible song.
Oh, it's probably one that I disabled.
Yeah.
Jump Street. What were you saying?
Anyway, the new Twin Peaks.
Tweaks.
There's an episode where there's a nuclear blast.
Mm-hmm.
And then some anomalies come from it. I'm not going to give it away.
Come out of that device?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did.
Spooky. Real creepy.
They come out of the blast, the nuclear blast.
Blast. The nuclear anomaly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't get that far, did you?
I saw the anomaly thing crawl out of the little door.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, there's like an actual, it's like when the atomic bomb, is that what it is?
Bomb.
When they test it for the first time, that's where all the, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, then you better shut... shut your mouth. Better zip it.
Yes.
Zip it up. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
And we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of business to tend to.
What are we going to talk about?
Bunch of shit. So,
like what?
Just a bunch of shit. So here it comes.
Hold Give me on. A table of contents.
Okay. Update.
Update.
Followed by another update.
Update.
We got teeth on the docket. We're talking teeth later.
I don't like those.
I liked it. This feels good. A table of contents kind
yes.
of thing. Wow. So then everybody knows what they can be in for.
Yeah. And then if they don't like what we're going to do, they can just turn it off right now.
No, they got to still listen, still give us a chance. But now you build some, you know.
I don't think we've done any segments that I've gotten complaints about.
No, we're worldwide, 100%
Other
hit
than
rate.
Lovitz or Levitt, but that was from you.
Kill this death ratio, 100%.
Yeah, Jabroni Jamboree, A+ rating.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I know. Then we got some yearbook.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about some yearbook shit.
Which one?
I got a couple from third grade or some shit.
Okay.
And then a couple from my sister's high school yearbook from 2002 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. They're funny. We're going to get to those. It's quotes from the yearbook in case you're unaware. And then there's a one-time segment. I'm just going to call it Dr. Brightside. We'll get to that.
Okay.
And then we've got the War on Christmas.
Yeah.
War on Christmas is coming later on.
I know all about that.
So hang around for that one.
I have some very strong opinions about that.
Yeah, me too.
Obama.
Yeah.
Keep your ears open. There's some things I'm going to say that I'd really like for you to hear, Barry.
Hussein.
Come on. I wasn't going to go there, but now that we're there, let's fucking stay there, bro.
Let's get into it. So Hussein is a name that implies bad.
Yeah. Hussein rhymes with brain.
Yeah. Hussein rhymes with all kinds of things. Insane. Yeah. Membrane.
Mostly brain.
Or ghost train.
Ghost train.
Yeah.
Ghost train Hussein.
Nathan Lane.
Ghost train Hussein.
Ghost train Hussein. I do like that.
Make it a wrestle boy. Ghost train Hussein.
That is a wrestling name, definitely.
Yeah. We got to do that at some point. Ghost train Hussein. What
about
Obama?
Oh, but what about Ghost train Jose? It doesn't sound as good, but I would think of Jose Canseco.
Jose?
Jose? Canseco.
Canseco.
And then we've got a Book of Two Chains.
Okay. 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 Okay.
So. 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 Update.
Update.
Last week, we talked for a little bit.
Update.
About our friend Bwet.
Update.
Bwet.
with whom I work, and he had to deal with this weird conspiracy nut who was like afraid of being tracked by the government, but then at the same time, he recommends shitty Netflix documentaries.
What?
Yeah. We talked about that guy. And last I saw Bwet, he reminded me of another piece of that conversation that I didn't mention on the show.
Yeah.
That I think it behooves me. Behoove?
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 Hoof?
Behoove?
Behoof. Hoof.
It behooves me to tell y'all about this other bit of dialogue between Bwet and conspiracy.
What?
He said at some point during all of this shit, all this deep state paranoia,
he
goes, the gold tassels on the American flag, you know about them? One represents the Vatican.
Right.
And the other one represents the trillionaires.
Oh.
The trillionaires control the billionaires.
Wow.
That was it. And yeah, once Bwet reminded me of that, I got to thinking, maybe this guy's onto something. Because what do you think? When you think about a tassel, you think about two tassels on the United States flag.
Yes.
A tassel, a Vatican. How do you link them? How's the tassel related?
Now, the Pope created tassels.
Okay, yeah, we do know the Pope.
To cover ladies' nip-nops.
Oh, nipple tassels.
Yeah. That's the original tassel created by the Pope.
Pope.
Pope John Paul I.
John Paul I. Pope Bon John Pony. Bon John Pony. Pope 3.
Bon John Popey. Created the tassel.
Yes. Bon John Pompey. Make a pasty.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Nipple tassel. Nip.
Oh.
Nip hider. That was originally what it was called.
But, I mean, the Pope's always had a very flamboyant sort of style about them in their dress. They got all kinds of tassels and shit going on. So maybe this guy was right.
He was the first. He didn't have tassels on his robe.
No.
But he did after this because everyone said, that's
the Vatican.
Brilliant.
And you know how much the Vatican cares about the United States government?
A lot.
A lot. They're tight.
Yeah.
You know? They went to school together.
It's a Christian nation.
Of course.
Gordon Reagan.
Illuminati. Ronald Reagan.
Fuck Ronald Reagan.
The Clintons.
If I could bring one person back from the dead and give him a noogie. Fuck
just
Ronald
a
Reagan.
Noogie?
Yeah. I'd give him a swirly too.
I was thinking you were going to give him a Judas effect or something. But what do I know?
I'll fucking rock bottom him.
So one of the tassels is the Vatican.
Reagan. Fuck with me, Reagan.
We know the Vatican controls everything. Duh.
Yeah.
That's always been the case. They make up the Bible. Bible tells people what to do.
Yeah.
And they serve in the interest of big Vatican.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks blew the lid off of this in 2009.
Yeah. With Bopus Day.
Bopus Day?
Yeah. He uncovered the Bopus Day.
What's that?
That was the hidden organization there in that Da Vinci Code.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that.
Angels and Airwaves. So the second
Angels
the second
and
one.
Airwaves is a great
Angels and Airwaves.
Great movie.
Yep.
Love.
Love is dangerous.
No, I was talking about Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci, I know.
That guy's from New Hampshire.
That monk?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The monk.
Monk. Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, yeah. Dan Brown.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Brown? Dan Brown comes to my store.
He does?
Yeah, he shops at my store.
Do you kick his ass?
Oh, I've never dealt with him personally because he's only been on the appliances side of the store.
What the fuck? Maybe he's going to need a TV soon.
Maybe.
Maybe a VCR?
Maybe we'll need another one of those Robert Langdon flicks.
I wouldn't mind it.
Part 3.
You think he's writing it up?
Well, he's already written, I think, 3 other ones or some
shit. What?
Yeah,
the Da Vinci series?
There's been several other Da Vincis.
No shit.
Yeah. There's Da Vinci.
Why they only
Da
make
Vinco,
two?
Da Vincis.
Yeah.
Da Vinctopus.
Da Vinctopus.
Yeah. And Ding Vinctus. Ding Vinctus. Those are all the new Da Vincis coming out.
Okay.
So, next year.
Is Hanks in them?
Oh, yeah. They got Hanks for all of them.
Oh. Is this before or after he got Tom Hanks disease?
This is after. They wanted him, you know, they've worked it into the story.
Right.
He gets a little bit more sick. He has to go away for a while and they just fill in, Colin. Or actually, sometimes they even go down to,
Colin.
What's the other kid? The bad kid. What's the shit know. Hanks kid?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to him. I like Colin. Colin's
Chet.
Enough for me.
His name's Chet.
Fuck him.
You got 2 Corona Bulbous cases, 2 Hanks.
Tom Hanks disease.
And then you got to bring the 3rd Hanks.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the way it goes. It's Hollywood.
I like that Colin Hanks, Orange County. Mm-hmm. Oh, great movie. Jack Black. Did you see him dance in the Spider-Man suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see his little dinky hanging out.
I love that guy.
Jack Black?
Jack Black?
Jack Black?
Yeah. I like Jack Black.
Yeah, I had a guy, I got to tell this.
Okay. please.
I was talking about Jack Black when I was...
Jack Black?
I was talking about Jack Black when I was at work the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the guy in my chair like didn't like him.
What?
He's like,
who the fuck?
He said that he had a girlfriend or something that was his assistant or knew his assistant. And, oh, that guy's a jerk. You wouldn't think it, but that guy, not nice.
No, he's not.
I know. His only complaint was that he specifically requests to stay at Ritz-Carlton hotels or something like that. Something fucking, he clearly was making it up.
He's such a shill, dude.
And I'm like, oh man, that really changes my opinion of him.
But even if he wasn't making it up, who gives a shit?
It's none of my beeswax.
And also, you can have a preference to what hotel you want to stay in.
Yeah.
When you're in a Jumanji.
Apparently he's a diva.
If you're in a Jumanji? You get to stay wherever the fuck you want.
Did you see that? Welcome to Jungle?
I haven't seen any of those Jumanjis.
That's a jungle movie.
I saw the first Jumanji.
That's a must-see jungle movie.
The first one was great. But are you talking about the second?
That's also a must-see jungle movie.
The third one?
I'm talking about the second one. I haven't seen the third one yet.
Kevin Hart, fucking pissa.
Oh, hilarious. I listened to him on Conan's podcast
last week. You'd never expect it. He's like 4 feet tall, dude.
Don't like that guy.
No, he sucks. He sucks shit.
But he's good. He's funny. It's fine in the movie.
I liked him in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He was funny for a second. He had a cameo in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Way back before he was huge like Rock.
Yeah, before he was doing stadiums.
Before he was doing rock roll.
Playing down Foxborough.
Gillette,
the fucking Pats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he opened for the Pats.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So Kevin Hart kind of falls into this. The trillionaires control the billionaires.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So... Was that all you had to say about Jack Black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Black?
Jack Black? Okay. Well, moving right along with the super believable conspiracy theory theme, let's talk about that mystery from last week.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about a mystery monolith. It's in the news. It popped up somewhere out in
I've already solved this mystery.
Yeah, we decided it was an antenna down to the inner earth.
Yeah.
For the inner earthlings to observe a Hubie Halloween in ultra high definition.
Yeah.
It's an antenna for Netflix. But here's the problem. It up and disappeared.
I know.
It disappeared.
I solved the mystery. I know where it's gone.
Where's it gone?
Tom DeLonge already admitted to it.
Oh.
He tweeted,
that was part of his secret machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Poet Anderson.
Poet
Anderson. Poet Anderson lives in the center of the earth.
He fucking loves Happy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Poet Anderson, Happy Madison.
Yeah.
He loves that shit.
I watched Happy Gilmore last night. Still holds up, baby.
Does it really?
Yeah, he fucking kills an alligator and he beats the shit out of an alligator.
Well,
that's funny stuff. Where am I losing you?
I don't know.
My dad loved that. I enjoy slapstick humor just because I watch something and I imagine my dad watching it and laughing like a fucking
child. That does add another layer to it.
Oh, it's great.
I just saw the headline pop up.
Yes.
That another one of those monoliths has appeared, but this time in Europe.
What?
What? Are you shitting me? So what are they watching in Europe on Netflix?
If one pops up on the moon, I'm going to be a little concerned.
No, 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 no. Moon too small. You can't fit people inside moon.
That's what happens in the fucking movie, though. There's one on the moon.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
One with cavemans. Pre-cavemans, monkeys.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the monoliths. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a long time. I don't remember.
The second one's on the moon. And then the third one's on Jupiter's.
Jupiter's?
Yes.
One of the moons of Jupiter.
Moon? Yes.
So, yeah, Europe, they got their own Hubie Halloween antenna this time. It's region locked, though. That's the thing. So they can't watch Hubie.
No?
No. No, 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 no. They got to watch Clockstoppers. That's it. That's all that they can get. Clockstoppers.
What about Big Fat Liar?
That hasn't premiered yet. It's coming.
I love that one.
It's coming, and it's gonna rock the industry.
Oh, man.
It's gonna change Europe.
Did you ever see that?
Big Fat Liar?
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes?
Mm-hmm. Frankie? Frank?
Frank?
Frank Muniz?
Frank?
Is he in that? He's in that.
Frankie? Yeah, I think he is.
Paul Giamatti?
Of course, Paul Giamatti.
Turns into a blue man.
Yeah, I love that.
Orange hair.
I love that so
hysterical.
Much. So much.
You can't get his skin.
Rhino?
Who?
He's Rhino.
Rhino. Yeah, yeah. Gore.
Gore.
That's his finishing move.
Rhino?
Yes.
Oh, the rat. Okay, there's a wrestler.
WrestleMan. Oh, comes full circle.
A perfect circle.
Right.
I want to be an innovator. I want to change the way that people express themselves. You know, I've talked about big jeans.
Big
jeans you can wear that make you look more like a truck from the back.
Yeah.
Truck nuts. You can add them. Accessorize.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I talked about...
Big marker.
The hat there. The bucket hat. The bucket hat visor.
Yeah. And I showed you that
Scotty too hot. Yeah, but I don't care.
Beat you to the punch.
He doesn't own the copyright.
And not only did he beat you to the punch, he beat you to the worm.
Mine's different. Mine's better. So... It's sweat wicking, mine.
But can you do the worm good or?
Yeah.
How good?
Pretty fucking good. I can go worm like nobody's business.
Now, when you do the worm,
yeah.
Do you ever do it in front of 10,000 people cheering you on?
Yeah, always.
Oh well, so
I did
just
last time. I did it was in Times Square.
Yeah.
Right before a UFC match.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's pissing.
Tyson?
Dude. Wait, was Tyson on UFC?
No.
Oh, he was on the Punchy Boys.
He was a boxer.
He was punching. But like the other day when he came back.
Oh, he punched that man.
Did he win?
No, it was a draw.
What?
Yeah, he won, but it was a draw.
How the fuck do you get I don't know how boxing works.
I don't either. Don't watch it. Didn't watch it. Watch the highlights the next morning because I was just curious.
What a boring thing to watch. Like, until somebody gets punched, it's like NASCAR, until somebody crashes.
Boxing?
Yeah.
No, I like boxing. I don't fuck with that.
It's like 3 seconds of actual activity.
No.
Among just a sea of advertising, really.
I heard there's a lot of hugging. And Snoop Dogg was on commentary.
Whoa, that changes everything.
Snoop Dogg on commentary and Mauro Ranallo. He's great.
Well,
he says, Mamma Mia!
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I'm an innovator when it comes to fashion. And I want to stand out from the crowd.
Yeah.
So we're bringing piercings to the next level, and we're going to start piercing our teeth. Why haven't we seen this yet?
We have.
No?
You've never seen a person with a diamond in their tooth?
That's not the same. That's just a grill.
No.
Or an implant.
Implant. That's what I'm looking for. Not a piercing.
I'm talking about like hoops.
No. Oh, okay.
These are hoops. You drill a hole right through you pierce your...
You got to drill it, though.
Well, it's bone.
You can't do it with a gun, otherwise it would just crack.
It would just shatter, yeah. No, it's bone, so you got to use a bone drill.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a bee drill. Ideally. You want to feel it. That's why you get piercings, because you want to feel it. You want to feel something for once. So you make sure that they drill, right up where your nerve endings are.
Yeah.
And then they punch a little...
I let them drill right into my spirit.
Put a little hoop in there with a diamond on the end.
Yeah.
Diamond will help you chew because it's hard. It's harder than your teeth. So it'll help grind up all the material you're chewing.
I had a hoop earring in sixth grade.
Did you?
Yeah, I kicked ass.
You know, like, I feel like I would just be worried all the time about a piercing getting torn out.
Yeah. I think that's why I took it out.
Yeah. Like if it were a hoop, especially. Of any kind, I'd just get caught on something like my seatbelt or some shit, and then I just get out of my car, and suddenly all the skin on my head came right off. Brutal.
Yeah, it can happen.
I know. I've seen it.
It's happened.
I've seen it. I've seen it on Tosh.0.
So, the tooth piercing, is this going to be a new thing at Piercing Pagoda?
Yeah, you get it done at the Pagoda.
Down the Pagoda.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be 13 or older.
Yeah.
Or permission, a parent.
Yep. They're trying to get some... You
can't really do it with babies.
Trying to bring business back to the mall. Yeah.
On account of no teeth.
Yeah. I mean, they... Can you do it on... You can't do it on baby teeth, right? You got to wait till they get
there. You can, but it's kind of a waste.
They're real teeth.
Kind of a waste. It's just going to fall out.
Yeah. Pointless. So. I mean, if you want to get them used to it.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's a good idea. But.
Right, right. Yeah. I'd wait till you get your full teeth, full grown up teeth. Get a couple, 2-3 piercings. You can chain them together if you want.
Yeah, that's cool.
I heard that it stimulates,
your cock.
Your cock. It stimulates your cock more.
Yeah. Makes your spirit more attractive if they drill right on into it.
Yeah. And my spirit, oof.
Deep sexy. Inside my bone is a spirit.
Right. It's not my spirit. That's the thing. It's not my spirit.
It's my spirit.
Oh, we're talking about your bone?
My bones.
Oh, okay. My bones got a spirit. Every bone by a bone got a bone spirit.
I know.
Bone spirit.
If you drill deep enough.
If you drill deep enough, you're going to release the ghost.
Ghost.
Like a genie.
Genie?
Genie. So something we did a while back was review some yearbook photos.
Yeah.
From right around the turn of the century back then and down that Y2K era.
I remember that.
I do too. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, I remember all the news reports saying that this shit's going to happen.
Bug.
Shit. And I said, I don't think so. And then I remember the ball dropped. Everyone's scared. Everyone's scared. So scared.
Mm-hmm. Was that the year they had the Godzilla promo? I remember one year they did a Godzilla promo for the Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick.
Oh, no, that was before. That was before 2000, right? Wasn't that like 97 or 98 or some shit?
Maybe. Yeah, it was. But yeah, they made it look like he knocked the ball down. Godzilla knocked the ball down and crushed a bunch of innocent people.
That's pretty cool.
And my grandma thought it was real.
I fucking wish.
She was horrified.
That happened.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I remember all that shit happened. Then the ball drops, everybody's scared, and then I turn on the news, and someone says, I'm gonna go try to swipe my fucking ATM card. And they swiped it, and they said, oh, it's still working.
It's fine.
Do you think the Y2K is where the dark timeline started?
No, it was later.
I just didn't notice it until recent,
Yeah, no, it was around 2010.
You think, or 2001?
No, 2010.
2011.
9/11.
9/11's when it happened. Dark timeline. You think?
That might have created a rift.
I don't think so.
No?
No. Pearl Harbor, probably.
Maybe it's just always shit. Maybe there's always been shit.
Do you think that maybe God sucks at his job?
You think that maybe God's a dick? Anyway, moving right along. Yearbooks.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got some choice selections from two different yearbooks. Let me show. I'm going to pull them up on the TV screen so you can see them, Justy boy. You people at home, y'all fucked. Okay? I wouldn't reveal these people's identities anyway. I don't want to dox them. They haven't done anything wrong.
How do you know?
No, they probably have. I'm betting most of them have.
I wouldn't say most, but I'd say some.
Well, I mean, everybody's done something wrong before.
I don't think so.
I do. Here it comes. All right. So here's our first contestant. This fella, name of Tony.
He looks like he's 30.
He looks
older than I look now.
He does. And he looks scary a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I would kind of be frightened by him if I saw him as an adult. Like my current self would be afraid of this guy.
I don't know.
Look at him. Are you kidding me?
He looks frightening, but I don't think he's probably not.
That's not a dimple in his chin bone.
No.
No.
This is the butt chin.
That's no, he got shot in the face. And he didn't even give a shit. He spit the bullet out after. So let's get into his details. What's his nickname?
Punkin' Tony.
Punkin' Tony.
Punkin' Tony.
Punkin' Tony. Where? How'd he get that one, do you think? From punkin' around? Or?
He's fucking punk. He pogos everywhere he goes.
But see, it's too close to punkin'.
Punkin'?
Punkin'. Do you think, I mean, this is a black and white photo. He might be orange as a punkus.
He could be. Or maybe in the third grade, he was trying to say pumpkin, but punkin' came out. So it just
stuck.
Just called him punkin'.
Punkin' Tony. Okay. Yeah. Or maybe he just, this would have been like Ashton Kutcher's heyday probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, he punks people.
So maybe he punks people.
I don't know.
Well, after that, after Punkin' Tony, it just says football four.
Loves football.
Loves football four times around. And his quote, "To dream is to deny one's ability. To push yourself beyond your limits is to dream." And who said it? He fucking said it. He fucking said it.
Yeah.
So you know it's good, and you know he lives by it.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just been his mantra.
He's a complex fella. Look at his eyes. Look. I could see this on an episode of Forensic Files, this photo.
He looks like he's got a bald head, but he doesn't. And he's got a
really, really, really shaved head, though.
Yeah, but his hair's not, like, his hairline's not really, I mean, it's receding.
A little bit, yeah.
But not too bad. Like, he's bald by choice in high school.
Right. Which does say a lot about this guy.
Yeah.
Tony.
It's ballsy. He probably had a chin strap, too. Oh, no, why would you fucking hide that beautiful butt chin?
Right. That would be denying one's own ability.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do. He pushes himself beyond his limits.
He shaves his head to bring more attention to his butt chin.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, the hair would only distract.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. So then this way, the first thing you see, butt chin.
Butt chin.
Okay. Yeah.
I like this guy. Have you found his Facebook?
No. The dream.
I want to see if he's on Instagram.
Is to push yourself beyond the limits. So let's see if he's done that. If he's accomplished his dreams. What, you can't find him?
One had zero posts. Let's see. No, that's not him.
I mean, this one's easy if you find any pictures due to the butt chin.
Yeah, no, this guy does not have a butt chin. Damn it, no posts. I think this might be him. I was going to say, you know, this guy's got like four kids at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A butt chin like that?
Oh, yeah.
He's got it.
His kids got beautiful butt chins, too. Mm-hmm.
He races cars.
Yeah.
For a living. That's his job.
Yeah.
Down the junkyard.
No, his job is picking up trash on the side of the highway.
So here's our next fella.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
Tell me about him.
He's got, you know, like a one all over.
That's haircut lingo.
Yeah. Just a nice buzz cut wiffle.
He's got a wiffle,
He's wearing plaid, and he...
Frankie. That's his name.
to be quite frank with you, he looks a little bit fucking of dumb.
He does look dumb. he looks really dumb.
Yeah.
He does have a very dumb look.
A little bit fucking of dumb.
Yeah.
So.
I bet you could look him up. I bet you he's on Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
Talking shit.
But Instagram, I'll see if he's up.
Yeah.
So football 1-2.
Yeah. Football. You said it wrong.
Football. We can football. Skin a buck. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. My screen went to sleep. Here it comes.
Oh, what the fuck? We can skin a buck and run a trot line and a country boy can survive. That's a quote from Mr. Hank Williams Jr.
Hank W2.
Yeah.
HW2. The squeakquel. Better than the first, but not as good as HW3. Hank 3. Woo, boy.
How many kids do you think this guy's got now?
Dozen. Dozen. Dozen kids under his belt. Doesn't know any of their names. Doesn't care to be honest.
Damn.
He's too busy. He's working on his rat rod.
I can't find Frankie on here either.
Frankie, you motherfucker.
Frankie, you motherfucker, you.
Next one, we got Mikey.
Yeah.
Now, Mikey is a real character.
Yep.
He looks pretty straight-laced.
Wiffle.
Another Wiffle. You got to have Wiffle. This is Wiffle season right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he's got like a two all over.
Yeah, so it's a slightly more aggressive Wiffle.
Yeah.
Mike, soccer 1, baseball 1-3, basketball 1-4. He likes sports.
He's a big sports guy.
He's one of those guys who's just like, Mom, drop me off at sport tonight.
Yeah.
And fucking forget about me until later.
He's wearing a tie in the photo, and it's not for the photo. He's only wearing that because he's on the sports teams.
Right, and they have to do that to show that they're committed.
Just to show respect.
Respect, dignity, honor, those kind of things.
The school pride.
And that's what sport is all about. Yeah. Game by name of sport.
Game.
It's all about being militaristic in nature.
I mean, this guy, Mike here, he bleeds green.
He does.
For the Dover Green Wave.
He does, definitely. Like that Green Wave, it came out of him.
Yeah.
That's all his blood.
Big wave of slime.
Big
baby.
Green blood wave.
Puss.
Mikey has a quote. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Who's the quote by?
Anonymous.
Anonymous?
You know who wrote that?
Who?
Same guy as before. What was his name? Fucking Tony. Tony wrote that.
Punk and Tony
wrote that.
Yeah. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Well, he's a hard worker.
Who comes in the dictionary? My brother Billy said if you open up a dictionary, page 666, come on it.
a devil comes out. You want to conjure a demon? My brother Billy said you light a candle and you just, you come in. You come on page 666 in the dictionary, a whole devil comes out. That devil is, it's just Kazam, but red.
I am Kazam.
So what's important to know here is Mikey.
Shaq's going to wrestle for AEW.
I am Kazam. What? He's going to get himself hurt.
No.
He's too fragile.
He's going to wrestle Cody Rhodes, apparently. They're trying to get new eyeballs on their product. And Shaq's got a big fan base, huge fan base.
Big.
How do you think he slam dunks like that? The power of love.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay.
Shaq's the new Papa John.
Yeah.
Papa Shaq.
I think that Shaq actually probably had success before the work.
Yeah.
Just by being 100 feet tall.
Yeah. And he cummed on a dictionary.
He cummed on a dictionary once too. Yeah.
This guy. I love this guy.
Let's talk about this next guy.
I have to say his name, I feel like.
Yo, you have to. You gotta. No disrespect, but we're going to dox you.
No, I'm going to say nothing but nice things about this.
Yeah,
gentleman.
No, we're going to hold him at a, we're going to put this motherfucker on a pedestal. So he should thank us.
It's in black and white. I can't tell if those tips are frosted, but they're spiked way up.
They're not, but they're glistening.
Yeah.
They're really shiny.
He's using that shiner gold.
No. He's using LA looks.
Nope. He's not. He's using got to be glued.
Got to be glued. Yes. Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And he's got a chain on. He swings that chain. He definitely swings that thing around.
Does,
if he's got to swing that chain around, he doesn't hesitate to do it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because his name is Travis Spear.
Young Travis Spear.
Yeah. See, what happened? This is what happened. My brother Billy told me.
Yeah.
That the first time Bill Goldberg speared a guy, right? His spirit left his body.
What is that? Is Bill Goldberg?
He's a wrestler.
Okay, you're gonna need to elaborate there.
Why?
Because I'm already
lost.
You
know who Goldberg is?
I do now. I do, but I don't know the
rest. I'm not talking about Mighty Ducks Goldberg.
That was the first thing I thought, to be honest. And he didn't spear shit.
No, he can't.
What's spearing?
Spearing. It's like a football tackle. You just spear him.
It's not like scissoring at all.
No.
Or daggering.
No.
I'm not interested.
It's the same thing as a gore.
A gore?
Yeah.
Al Gore.
That's right. You feel a football tackle him, you just dive right on into a mid-body. Bust a wind right out of him. So anyway, the first time he did that,
yep.
My brother Billy told me the first time Bill Goldberg hit a spear in WCW, uh-huh. The man's spirit left his body, and a Travis Spear came out.
And Travis Spear was born.
Travis Spear was born right there.
I might have to eat my words here because he puts his nickname up there. Can you read it?
Oh, Frost T.
Frost T, baby.
Yeah.
T for Travis, of course.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't look like the tips are frosted in this picture. But he definitely had frosted tips.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Travis Spear.
And his quote is, I don't quit or die, I multiply. And that's from Exhibit.
Yeah.
Pimp My Ride's Exhibit.
Yeah, because at the beginning of every episode of Pimp My Ride,
yeah,
he does that thing where he, like, you know, they, like, quick cut him around. Like, it's one static shot, and then Exhibit just appears and disappears in different spots on the screen.
Yeah.
That's his multiplication process.
Yes.
There are many Exhibits. You see one Exhibit, and you think that that's the only one. But in reality, if you were to tilt the camera a little to the side, you look behind him at any given time, it's just Exhibits all the way back. It wraps around the whole world.
Yeah, many Exhibits. It's like when Luke Skywalker goes in that cave.
It's just like that. Ray?
Oh, no, yeah, Luke Skywalker sees his daddy in that cave, and then he cuts his head off, and it's him underneath the mask.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Ray.
Yeah. Exhibit is basically a human fractal.
Yes.
So he just goes off infinitely in every direction.
Yeah.
Who else do we got?
Can I say one more thing about Travis Spear?
Yeah.
At this stage in his life, how many gas station shirts with the name Travis embroidered on it do you think he owned?
Oh my God. I have no idea. It went all the way to him having just Travis as a vanity plate on his Ford truck.
The answer is two. And he didn't have Travis as his vanity plate. He had Frost T.
Oh, Frost T. Yeah. He does still go by that.
But, the gas station shirts, the answer is
two. You better believe it had been pimped.
Yes.
You better believe it, that truck been pimped.
As far as gas station shirts, though, yeah. The answer is two.
Okay, what about keychains?
One for special occasions and one for leisure.
Okay, yeah. And then you just alternate.
Funerals. Gotta look good. Yeah,
that's true. And you gotta have your name on there so that people know who you are.
Yeah, and wallet, keychains, is that what you said? Just chains?
Keychain.
Keychains?
Mm-hmm.
He carried like six or seven at a time, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of them were just on his like zippers and shit.
Yeah, because he rocks.
I know. You know who else rocks? Yeah. Is this fucking guy.
Man, so many wiffles.
This is a wiffle, but this guy...
Petey.
Petey. That's his nickname, is Petey, and he looks like a Petey.
Yeah, he does.
He really looks like a fucking Petey. He's got glasses. He's got a chain on.
No.
But he looks like a dork at the same time.
Yeah, but Petey, I think of a bird.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a bird.
He looks a little bit like a bird. A little bit fucking of bird.
He'd be like a penguin. Some kind of a penguin.
It looks like a fucking toucan to me.
No. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's almost a three-can.
Yeah, he could be.
So Petey, first quote of three, I think.
Another wiffle.
Petey says, every rose has its thorn.
Yep.
Poison said that.
Yeah, that's... It's a good rock.
Yeah. Let the good times roll. Same deal. The Cars said that.
Yep.
And then the third and best, most important quote. Why do we hurt the ones we love the most? Me.
Wait, you said that? Yeah, there we go. That's what I was. Yeah.
Why do we hurt the ones we love the most? Said that.
Me in all caps is.
Yeah, it says hyphen.
Yeah. Use it as a sentence. You got a friend.
So B said that. B said, why we hurt the ones we love the most?
B. PD. B. PD. PD say. B. B. PD. PD. I. PD. Me. PD. B. PD. Why we hurt me? PD. You hurt PD.
So I don't know. He did put a period at the end of
this. I was going to say, it doesn't have a question statement. Mark.
It's just a statement. Why do we hurt the ones we love the most? So, good question, Petey. Moving on from Petey, we got some ground
to
cover.
I'm going to miss Petey.
We do have some ground to cover, though.
This kid played hockey, I almost guarantee.
Oh, yeah. This kid is a hockey. He, like, if you've seen these fucking people, they all look like they play hockey. I don't know how to explain that, but that's so real.
Yeah.
That's so real. It's like a certain type of face.
They almost always have like really nice teeth too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because they're like fucking Ben veneers because they've been knocked out so many times.
Yeah.
They look good for piercing. That's for sure. I pierced those teeth. It's also something to do with the turn of his smile, like the upturned edges of his mouth.
Yeah. There's almost no upper lip.
Yeah. 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 He looks like a hockey player and he's his name's Scott.
Yeah.
That's a hockey name.
Yeah.
Yeah, his nickname, though, is Colonel.
Colonel. Lacrosse 1 through 4, soccer 3.
Yeah. Duh. So, lacrosse is pretty much the same thing as hockey.
Yeah.
It's just a hockey with mud in it.
That's true. Stick.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
First quote is, everywhere I go, I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park.
What?
And then the second quote is, when you find your opponent's weak spot, hammer it. And that's by a quote by Mr. John Heisman.
Hammer the weak spot.
Yeah. You get a hammer. You take
find
your hammer.
Find your opponent's weak spot and yeah. You just fucking hammer, you hammer it down. Hammer that shit.
Yeah. There. You really point out to them. You really just exploit their shortcomings and make them feel horrible about mm-hmm. themselves.
Well,
with a hammer.
In the game of lacrosse,
yeah.
It's a cutthroat world. It's ruthless. Die or be died.
Yeah.
And Scott knows that, so he's going to hammer you.
I do have some inside information, because it doesn't say who said the first quote. Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park.
He says that.
That's him?
That's I'm assuming that's quote by Boo.
I don't think so.
No, what do you think?
Do they all have a quote by Boo?
Not all of them, no. But a lot of them do.
Why?
Because these fucking kids think that they know stuff. They don't know anything. These fucking kids don't know anything.
Yeah.
They're all stupid. You can know that for a fact, that all these kids are stupid.
I'll tell you what this
just because they haven't been on the earth for very long.
Yeah, I'll tell
so
you
it's okay for me to just assume that.
I'll tell you what this kid knows really well now is the Geek Squad counter.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does now.
Yeah. Yeah. Lacrosse didn't work out for him.
He's a Geek Squad.
And now he's a whole squad of geeks.
Yeah. Loves Brady, though.
Oh, fucking Brady got an arm like a cannon, dude.
Yeah.
But why does he have like a paranoia issue or something? Why does everywhere he go feel like Jurassic Park?
I don't know. His dead friend said it.
What?
Yeah, that's the inside information I know.
What?
Yeah. That's why he put it as a tribute. His friend said that to him once.
I thought maybe he's just real small.
No, he's just paying tribute.
I think he's tiny. I think that's what it is.
That's it.
He's tiny, and the rest of the world is big.
Big. So yeah, he does kind of look like Worm, right?
He looks like a worm. Maybe that's it. He's Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, Earthworm Scott.
Earthworm Scott. And he's the world is so huge to him, they all look like a Tyrannosaur.
Sure.
Who's next? We got...
Oh, if it isn't Melly Knucklehead Linder.
That's her nickname.
Yeah.
Melly Knucklehead Linder.
Right.
She's got two quotes.
Two quotes.
Two big quotes. Tough times don't last, but though people do.
That's true. Who said that?
Big Red.
Oh, the gum.
Big Red the gum said that.
Yeah.
Big Red said, though people do.
Can you
last,
do it, can you do it as Obama?
Tough times.
No. The higher Obama.
Tough times don't last, but though people do. Big Red.
Though people do.
Big Pimpin'.
Jay-Z.
Big Pimpin' is the next quote.
Big Pimpin'.
By Jay-Z. And that's a good quote.
Knucklehead here has...
She's just living up to her name.
She is. She's got just a powerful chin.
Does she? Yeah, that's a pretty strong chin.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She looks like Affleck.
She got that bat chin.
Yeah. The only thing that could have improved that chin is a little butt.
Right. Maybe a couple two-tree tooth piercings in there, too, would have been nice. Yeah. But, you know, burgers can't be a chooser.
Yeah, different time.
I caught a little bit of another of another student above her picture named Mike. And his quote, it just says, there's no attribution here at all. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated. Which I think is just bold.
Yeah.
That's just a bold statement.
His dad said that.
Yeah. You better get destroyed before you defeat.
Yeah.
If you're going to lose a game of hockey, just jump in front of the Zamboni.
Yeah.
That's what my dad always said.
Oh, I like this guy.
What do you see here?
He's got a nice necklace.
Yeah.
He's got a chin strap and a mustache. Not connected.
Is that a ball necklace or is that puka shells?
That's a ball necklace, I think. No, is it? I don't know.
No, it's a puka kind of thing, but it's shaped in like a wavy pattern.
Even better.
Yeah. Puka.
Yeah, this guy. I'm going to guess I haven't read it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess he sells cars now.
Oh. You haven't read it?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm just looking at him. I wanted to guess.
You haven't read the...
No.
The stuff under it?
No, I just read Willa. And I haven't read anything further.
Are you promise?
Yeah.
You swear on...
His vehicle.
You swear on your life.
I was looking at it. I swear, yeah. I was going to say this guy sells cars now. And now I'm reading it. And I see Vehicle Repair Club. Oh, I didn't see the car. Yes. I didn't see the car quote either.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You must have... That wasn't a subconscious...
No.
Absorption.
He looks like he sells fucking cars.
He does. He definitely does.
Once you told me, I was looking at the necklace. That's really what I was paying attention to. Because I wouldn't have guessed it if we kept it as the ball necklace. But once you pointed out that it was puka shells,
yeah.
He became a different person to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Before, when it was ball, he was a skateboarder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a hacky sack player.
Definitely. I mean, he still played hacky sack here.
Both. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hacky sack's chill, dog.
I know.
Anyway, his name was, his nickname's Willa.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle Repair Club 3-4. A car is only as good as its owner. My car just broke down.
So is he saying that he's having a breakdown?
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. And the reason that he's having a breakdown is because he hasn't upgraded a truck. But now...
Oh.
Yeah.
He got a Ford truck.
He has a Ford truck. He's got...
No more breakdowns. Unless he's listening to Throwdown in that truck.
Yep. He's still, I mean,
then
still
there's a lot of breakdowns.
To this day, he drinks a Mountain Dew every day, every morning.
Yeah. Before he goes to the used car lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he
sells the shit out of a car.
He does.
He can sell the shit out of a fucking Chevy Nova.
He could.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I know about car.
My dad had one of those.
I know about car.
And my sister hit it with her Isuzu Trooper. She did.
I know. Okay. Just a couple more. These are from the elementary school yearbooks.
Yeah.
First one, nickname of Plum.
Plum.
Future, snake handler. Favorites, Blue, corn snake, and lasagna.
What the fuck is a corn snake?
I don't know. Maybe it's a snake that looks like an ear of corn.
Oh, that's her favorite snake. Okay,
I'm
you.
Guessing.
And
yeah.
She's going to be a future.
Because she's going to be a snake handler.
She's
going to
be a snake handler. Okay, but okay.
Favorite is blue. Is there a blue snake or is blue her favorite color?
No, blue's her favorite color. Her favorite snake is the corn
what
snake.
What if these were all her favorite kind of snakes? A blue snake, a corn snake, and a lasagna snake.
Oh, man. I don't want anything to do with a lasagna snake.
They live in your lasagna.
I'd have to buy myself a Garfield if I had a lasagna snake. Fucking hate Mondays, bitch. I hate them. Can't deal with them.
Oh, that's perfect use for a Garfield.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Garfields out there looking for homes.
Yeah.
Too. So they'd love to take care of your snake problem.
No, I buy them right from the store. I don't go to the pound. I like getting them fresh.
And then she said, I'll always remember Ms. Hackett doing the comma dance.
Oh, the comma dance. I couldn't get enough of the comma dance.
I personally, I was a little offended by it.
Why?
I thought it was a little too sexual in nature for a children's classroom.
Hey.
If you have to utilize a stripper pole, Ms. Hackett, you probably shouldn't be doing the comma dance in front of kids.
Ms. Hackett be strutting that ass.
Yeah. Stripper pole her income. So. Yeah.
Oh, I love this kid.
This fucking kid. We all know this kid.
Yeah. Another wiffle.
Yeah. This one's got a really good mystery in it.
I thought he was a hockey player, too. Just looking at him, I saw it down below.
Mm-hmm. Read it.
Okay. He's a future hockey player, pro hockey player.
Uh-huh.
Favorites when I scored the game-winning goal.
Of course.
I'll always remember when someone said, it's like a gas station.
Yeah, that's the mystery.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about, Sean?
Okay, I have a theory.
What's like a gas station?
I got a theory.
What is it?
Okay, so.
Sean.
you know how Friday's Pan Pizza Day, right?
Yeah.
So. Someone,
of course, I know that.
Someone got gas on Pan Pizza Day,
yeah,
and they couldn't stop farting. They said, "Why do you have such bad gas?" He says, "I don't know, but it's like a gas station."
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, I know I'm onto something, bitch.
I'm pretty sure this is definitely fart related.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
Yeah, otherwise, look at this fucking kid. He's up to no good.
He's farting in this picture.
Yeah, yeah.
He taught himself to just fart on command.
This is the first year.
He can fart the alphabet.
Yeah. This is the,
guaranteed.
He armpit farts like a motherfucker, too.
Oh, my God.
This is the first year that he's taken a school photo with his eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
He's that kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking, he got an ego on him, too.
Let's see. Okay, so there's two more. The next one goes by G, apparently.
Yeah, G.
Futures. A pro soccer player, and in my spare time, going bungee jumping.
Oh.
And he did spell it, bungee. Favorite, black, salmon, soccer. So those are his favorite types of snakes.
Keep going.
Seventh heaven, and snakes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is with these kids? Like, I never liked a snake. I never liked snakes.
No, me neither.
Always fuck snake. Always fuck snake to hell.
Never liked them.
What?
Favorite color black, favorite fish, salmon.
I'll always remember going on three cruises.
Or is that favorite food?
Snake?
Salmon. Oh. Or is snakes his favorite food?
Yeah, it could. He's unclear. He fucked it up, to be honest with you. He fucked up bad.
I'll always remember he went on three cruises? Back to back? To back?
In a row?
Can I see him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dumbass.
He does look like a shit idiot. Last one, Steve, future computer technician.
Yep.
Favorites?
Yep.
Nintendo 64.
Basketball, and blue.
I'll always remember dunking Mr. Bentley.
Oh, yeah. Dunk tank.
Dunk tank. See, I was thinking he dunked on him. But yeah, you're right.
Dunk tank.
Holy water dunk tank.
On field day. He blessed him.
So Mr. Bentley was
with swimmers here.
Yeah.
He dunked him.
Mr. Bentley was definitely the cool teacher, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he was.
He volunteered.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever gets these kids going, you know?
Yeah, he don't care.
He don't fucking care. Until he hit a kid. Which he did. The cool one always did.
Yeah.
So.
This kid has a nice haircut.
It's not a wiffle. Unfortunately, not a wiffle. Well, we didn't even make it to anything. We had a whole... We had a whole table of contents, and I think we hit two or three of those. So we got room for one more.
What do you mean we didn't get to them?
We didn't get to Dr. Brightside.
You did an update.
Yeah, we did update.
We did yearbook.
Teeth and yearbook.
Yeah.
That's that.
What else we got?
I got Dr. Brightside.
And what else? 2 Chainz?
Book of 2 Chainz and The War on Christmas.
Just fucking do them all. Big episode. Huge.
Big, huge episode. We got episodes the size of a whole submarine.
Yeah, size of a fucking horse.
Who cares?
In a building.
Mm-mm. You got to let the horse roam.
Horse free. And the machine.
Horse. Horse ex machina.
Yep.
So, I got a segment.
Okay.
I'm calling Dr. Brightside.
Okay.
In which we will fix whatever ails us. Okay? Medical or otherwise, whatever the ailment may be.
Yeah.
We're going to fix it by finding the silver lining. Finding the bright side. Hence Dr. Brightside. Like Mr. Brightside, but...
Yeah.
Way better. For example, I'm going to start by curing Corona Bopus. Not really curing it, but...
I know how to cure it. Just drink mouthwash, baby.
Drink bleach.
No, mouthwash.
Mouthwash?
Mouthwash kills it 100%.
Holy shit. Are you shitting me?
Not shitting you. All we had to do this whole time was drink mouthwash and...
Could you imagine?
It's true. It's just science.
You just, disinfect your insides.
Yeah.
Duh.
Drink a whole quart of it just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in your fucking cereal. Anyway, what about it?
So here's the good thing about COVID-19.
Yeah.
The masks.
Yeah.
Masks are great because you can just walk around a grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can just like mutter to yourself. You can just walk around going shit. You can walk past somebody and just say, fuck, fuck. And you're not bringing any visual attention to yourself.
Yeah.
So you can even be totally audible. Like, as long as your chin doesn't move that much.
Yeah, they just think you're on Bluetooth.
Nobody knows. But they're hearing something. Fuck.
Fuck.
It's getting broadcast to them. Right?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You wear a mask, you say whatever the fuck you want, and nobody knows where the sound's coming from. And a paragraph. That's how I beat COVID.
Mouthwash, though, I'm telling you. It's a cure.
You know, the inside of a mask doesn't smell great, now that I think about mouthwash. Even if you wash it on the regular.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Charcoal.
I chew gum in that mask now.
Yeah.
Keep it minty fresh.
That's a good idea. Remember when people used to spray, like, the fucking, what's that shit called? They'd spray the shit in their mouth, and then they'd have fresh breath?
Yeah, they do it in movies.
Banaka? Is that what it was?
I don't know. It's romantic gesture.
It doesn't happen anymore.
No?
I don't even see those at the checkout line anymore. What happened to that?
Certs took it over.
You think kids were abusing it and they were like, found a way to huff it or something?
Probably. Kids ruin everything. Can't even buy a goddamn dime a tap without getting carded.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Tide Pods. You know.
Fucking dumb.
So, speaking of COVID.
I ate 3 Tide Pods. Nothing happened.
We made it through Thanksgiving without doing a whole lot of anything, right?
Yeah.
As a whole culture, I know a lot of people didn't listen to any rules.
Yeah.
But
they're rebels.
Fuck them. For the most part, we got through it, right?
Yeah.
So we can call that Thanksgiving light. I think that at this point in time, we should, as a peoples, all come together and just not do the holiday season this year. Let's just cancel Christmas.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Just cancel the fuck out of Christmas all the way through Easter. Just to, you know, and then there'll be a vaccine probably. And like, at least there'll be some sort of hope and we're not just like adding more stress to an already like.
So you're calling for a war on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'm pro war on Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. No. See, they talk a lot of shit on Fox News.
Yeah.
About me and the things that I'm trying to accomplish by destroying Christmas.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What are they doing on Fox News? They're like changing the snowflakes on the Starbucks cups and shit. War on Christmas.
War on Christmas.
Saying the word holiday instead of saying Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's Christmas.
Leave the Christ in
whenever
Christmas.
Whenever someone says happy holidays to me, I say, it's pronounced Christmas, immigrants.
Yeah, let's just skip the holidays this year. We've done it. How many? We've done it consistently every fucking year since what? 2,000 years ago?
Yeah.
We've got 2,000 years worth and we nailed it every time we did it. Yep. Let's just take one off.
Yeah.
We need a fucking break.
I'll tell you something about me that a lot of people don't know.
What?
I haven't celebrated a single holiday since Barack Obama was inaugurated.
Are you Jehovah?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, because Barack Obama killed Christmas.
Yeah, he's the one that waged the war on Christmas initially.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you got to say happy holidays.
Christmas is a fascist idea.
To be real, though, I bet Obama's a blast to hang out with on Christmas.
Oh, man, he makes the best fucking spiked nog, dude.
I was going to say, I bet he gets hammered on nog.
He gets wasted on nog, lights up a cigar.
Yep.
And just fucking kicks it.
Yeah.
He just kicks it. I'll not cancel Christmas.
Yeah.
If I can just fucking kick it with Barack.
With Obama.
Just kick it.
Yeah.
So we can miss one. There's a pandemic. We have an excuse. We've done it 2,000 fucking times. Give us a break. God, Christ, or whoever.
Lord.
Whatever the fuck is doing all this shit. Like, I never used to be, like, a huge Grinch. Like, obviously, when I was a kid, when you're a kid, everybody likes Christmas because they like getting presents.
Yeah.
As I get older, I don't care about that. I don't like the aesthetic. That's my biggest, like, I don't like the music associated with it.
I don't either.
I don't like the color scheme. But right now, this year, specifically, I'm just over it. Way over it.
Yeah.
I walked into a store the other day, and then Christmas music was playing, and I wanted to just drop dead.
Well, which Christmas song?
I don't fucking know. They're all the same. They all suck ass. There's not a good one.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Blue Christmas by Elvis.
All right. I like that Christmas and Hollis one. That one's good.
Yeah. A couple good ones.
But in general,
Bruce Springsteen Christmas?
Those aren't the ones you're playing. They're playing fucking Jingle Bell Rock and shit. And that stuff can suck my ass. I hate that.
I only like it in Home Alone.
I don't like any of it. Home Alone. Oh. See, I'm torn about Home Alone because that's a good picture.
Home Alone?
Home Alone?
Do you like the first or second one better?
The first one.
Why?
Because it's more of a power fantasy and less of a survival sort of situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're not going to ask me which one I like better?
No. Because I know it's the third one.
It's the first one.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. So, that's the war on Christmas for this week.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit to talk about Christmas. In order to get through it this year, I just don't have it in me. I don't have the energy.
Energy.
The world just sucks all of it out of me all the time. And now, of all times, to have to put up with all this shit, the shopping, but fucking Cyber Monday. I'm just grumpy. I just want to skip ahead.
Just don't do it.
I can't, because then I'm an asshole.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You get to buy like 3 people presents, and that's it. That's the beauty of COVID.
That could be a doctor.
You could say, I'm not coming over.
That could be a Dr. Brightside.
I'm going to drop off.
That's true.
The gifts.
Yeah, that's true.
That I'm not going to wrap, because I don't believe in spending extra money on paper.
Yeah.
Here it is at face value. From your loving whatever the fuck you are in relation to them.
Priest. Yeah.
It's from your pastor.
Your pastor.
Happy Christmas. Not Mary. Happy, bitch.
Because Mary, we don't talk about Mary in this church.
No.
No.
So you don't like green and red?
No. I especially don't like those greens and reds. I don't like the deep green and red of Christmas. If they were like pastel or something, fine. Like, I still wouldn't like it, but like, I could deal with that. It's not Christmas to me. I'm just like fucking Tim Allen and fucking
Christmas with the Cranks.
The other one too. Yeah.
Home Improvement.
Yeah. I don't know.
What, the Santa Claus?
Yeah. I love the Santa Claus.
You do?
Yeah.
Martin Short, number 3?
No, the first one. We've exhausted everything there is that's good about Christmas this year. I'm
going to try to enjoy it this year, be quite frank with you.
Good fucking luck. I don't have it in me. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
All right.
So.
I get it.
I'll be the heel for this one. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Are you kidding? No. I'll take it.
I've hated it for so many years.
I never did until now.
I'm not a fan.
Fed up with that shit. Fed up with Elf. Fed up with it.
Will Ferrell?
No, the creature.
Oh, the creature. Okay. The fucking Will Ferrell one's pissy. You ever seen it?
Spaghetti with fucking syrup on it, dude. Yeah. Are you shitting me?
Yells Santa real loud.
Hilarious.
I know him.
All right, I'm done talking shit. Let's just close this boy out with a 2 Chainz song. Every once in a while, we got to read from a book, a holy book by 2 Chainz, famous rapper, rapping man, rap star, 2 Chainz. He writes some holy verses. And just this past week, there was a new album that came out from Juicy J. And he had a song in there featuring our boy 2 Chainz, a new gospel, a new sermon called Spend It.
I'm riding around and I'm getting it. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. It's mine. I spend it.
Wait, what?
Is this it? Spend It by 2 Chainz.
No. Spend It by Juicy J.
Oh, Juicy J.
Yeah. Featuring 2 Chainz.
Oh, it just came up as 2 Chainz Spend It.
Yeah, no, it's different. So it's just like he's in two songs. He has a...
Oh, what'd you say? He'd be like, shut the fuck up. Spend it. You can't take it. You can't take it with your broke ass.
You can't when you die.
Buddy, spend it. You can't take it with your broke ass.
When you expire.
Spend it. You can't take it with your broke ass. Bitch, spend it. You can't take it with your broke ass.
You cannot.
Why the fuck you came up in the club?
Good question.
If he's just going to hold all those up, Maine, these bitches, they ain't here for free.
No.
Shit, and a couple hundred ain't enough.
Woo,
woo,
woo, woo. See, so why the fuck you come up in this club if you're just going to hold all... I think he says dollars, hold dollars up in the real song. I think that this is a mistake. But either way, you're holding up $1 bills, and these bitches ain't here for free.
No.
They're trying to make that dollar.
Yeah, they want it.
Give it to them.
$2 bills.
No, 100. Racks.
Racks on racks.
You got to throw racks. And then we got the chorus again, Juicy J repeating some shit about some spending it, broke ass, you know.
This verse is from... Little baby.
Little baby.
Little baby.
Little baby said this.
Trying to be me.
Me.
You can't see me with your broke ass. Sign a deal to my label. I need more cash. Uh-huh. Come on.
Don't we all?
Fitness guru putting pounds in the black bag.
Pounds of like flesh? Because he's fit. He's a fitness guru. So he's doing yoga. He's losing weight.
Mm.
The weight just comes right off. He puts it in the bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's just human fat in a big black bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's he's got a liposuction machine at the gym.
Oh.
He just sucks it out into a black bag.
Okay.
Sells it.
To make candles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't spending like I'm spending. Need to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know up in the club? Make them run out of ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, looking like a lick. You know I keep a gun? Juicy J inside my system. That's trying to have some fun.
That was a threat. Looking like a lick, you know I keep a gun, right? Like a lick is like a quick rich, getting rich quick, like by stealing something.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Juicy J inside my system.
With a gun.
Trying to have some fun. Turn up. Supercharging all my motors in case I have to run. Skrr! You can have her back. I'm done. I'm number one at numbers one.
What? At numbers ones?
Numbers ones.
Okay.
I don't know. And make sure that profit come.
We got to remember this is coming from a little baby.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Making sure that profit comes. Bust it down like honey buns.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like we've been money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm buying something. Sticks on deck. I call it coming.
Sticks on deck, like on his, he put stickers on his skateboard deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spend that shit like it was haunted, baby.
Yeah, you got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I wonder if dollar bills can have spiritual attachments.
I think so.
We're all haunted by the ghost of the dollar.
That's true. Capitalism, baby.
I know.
Got to abolish it.
Obama?
Thousands and thousands. I'm trying to drown up with dollars. I got that drip like a faucet. Come take a swim in my pockets.
So, okay.
I like that line.
I got that drip like a faucet. Come take a swim in my pockets. Yeah, okay.
He's got post-nasal drip.
And he's Scrooge McDucking it in his pockets.
Yeah, it's just feeling really bad in his throat. And now his lungs have got fluid in them.
Because
he's got the drip.
Yeah.
Now, we the buddies... They dream about got your bitch on my penis now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just right on there.
I'm going to rub on her pussy like I'm trying to bring a genie out.
That's my favorite part. That, That is a killer line.
That's beautiful.
That's where Kazam come from.
Yeah.
I know.
Genie comes out and makes it rain pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Pizza.
I get paid and I'm counting up every day on the calendar. Just met Drake out in Canada. Got my cup full of lavender.
Hmm.
Fuck a slut, then I beat it, boy. Your chick super needy. She take off all her makeup. Now your bitch super creepy.
Okay. This is disrespectful.
It's, yeah.
Moving on.
Come on. Come on.
You know better than that, Juicy.
Yeah.
Or Wiz Khalifa, whoever sings this part.
I don't know. I mean, the genie, you peaked at genie.
The genie part.
You peaked at genie.
Oh, you should have quit where you were
at. And it kind of makes up, it almost makes up for, it kind of evens out.
Yeah.
Because that line was so brilliant, but come on, man. Come on.
Yes, yeah, so we don't use slot anymore.
Come on. When was the song, when's the song come out? It's not an excuse.
Friday.
Friday. Just came out this Friday. Yeah, okay, cool. So yeah, okay, cool it. We're gonna spend it up. I got all these cars. Fuck aside, you think we rented them? Running no. through this cash. What?
No, I don't think that.
Oh, okay, I didn't yeah. think so. Running through this cash money. I think I'm Lil Wayne or some. Head to toe.
Dolce Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana. I don't know how to say the first
bitch.
Word. Bitch. It don't come out for months.
Yeah.
I don't eat McDonald's, but I smoke a quarter pound for lunch. And not totally.
Yeah, he probably
totally,
he comes back. Yeah. He's back.
There we go.
Okay. Well, so here's where 2 Chainz actually comes in.
2.
Half that shit, you know.
Tony.
Tony Poppin. He don't do no window shopping.
No.
Say you want a pizza. Pizza?
Pizza?
But I only want the topping. Hand to hand on God. Behind the fan, the window wobbly.
What? Behind the fan. Okay. So the window's wobbling because of all the humping.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, he's shaking it. Shaking it around a little bit.
Yeah, and his hands on God at the same time.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking God. Drip Costa. Drip Costa tsunami. Shit. Lambo pissing Raris.
Lambo pissing. Okay, yeah. So I think that these lyrics are fucked up because I'm pretty sure he says, drip cause a tsunami.
Oh.
Shitting Lambo pissing Raris.
That's better. That's a lot better.
Yeah.
Than what's written here.
Yeah. Genius. You're not too much of a genius today.
No, not that great. But he's, like you said, only came on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. Hasn't been peer reviewed yet.
No.
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 I read through your body, keep a stick like Atari.
Yeah.
Bugatti on the other line. Hold up, bitch. I'm sorry. Special call from...
Huh?
Question mark?
Question mark. See, they don't even know yet.
Yeah. He got this shit right here from Bari.
Bari.
Proposed at Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Should have done that shit at Foley's. Follies.
Follies. I don't know what Follies is.
I don't either, but I bet it's pimp.
It probably is, yeah.
Big gold steppers, styles. I got plethora.
Plenty.
Kill you and try to find out who did it like I'm Dexter.
Who?
You know I'm out with my G. I got to text you. Broken, they say money talk. You need a lecture. Tony.
Oh. Tony. Money talk. You need a lecture.
Exactly.
So that's Tony for this evening.
I love Tony.
That's the reading from Tony.
Tony.
Tony nailed it. Juicy J. Ooh, a little questionable, but you mostly nailed it.
He had 2 great lines.
But the moral of the story here.
And we've reprimanded him.
The moral of the story here is he can't take it with you, so fucking spend it.
Exactly.
You know? And the strippers work hard for their money.
Right.
And they deserve it.
Right.
So. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody.
And the other takeaway from this is that you just got to get yourself a Garfield.
Yeah, don't
you
forget.
Know, if you got a lasagna snake on the loose,
mm-hmm.
get yourself a Garfield.
Yeah, he'll find him. He'll kill him, and he'll eat him.
You go down to Pope Memorial.
Huh? What the fuck is that?
Pope.
Pope.
Popus.
Popus Day. Popus. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you could leave us a rating and a review, let us know what you think. It will help everybody else find us so we can become more worldwide, interdimensional in nature. And you can share our website around.
Yeah.
What is it?
Coolparents.co.
And you can send us messages, voicemail messages even.
I want some of those.
We have some, but I'm saving them for next time.
Trying to get Fundiferous to send us one.
Send us some voice messages on Instagram. What's our Instagram?
Cool Parents the band.
We'll play them on the show.
Yeah.
And what else?
I'm changing my name to Dale.
Cooper?
No.
Earnhardt?
Earnhardt.
Okay. That's it. thanks for coming.
But your other podcast.
What? Yeah, good graphics. Corona Bopus. I don't know. I don't know when Bwet's going to be back up in back up in this podcast pagoda again. But hopefully soon. Because we talk about video games, and I've been doing a lot of those. You can check that out. It's called Good Graphics with Bwet.
Good Bwet.
Good Bwet. And that's it, though.
Yeah.
That's it for real. Thank you again so much for listening. This has been the Cool Parents Podcast. And I'm Curtis Charles.
Just a boy.
What?
Just a boy. Nipple boy.
Speak up.
I'm a justy boy. Nipple boy.
Spaghetti boy.
Spaghetti boy.
Pizza boy.
Pizza boy.
Fuck the world.
Bust a big fat nut. Big fat.
Yucky nut.
Juicy yucky nut.
Yeah. Parents.